Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the conference call referring to the acquisition of Naval by Valora. I am Maria, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Michael Müller, CEO, and Mr. Tobias Knechtle, CFO of Valora Holding AG. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome from our side. We're excited to present you today our acquisition of Naval. This is Michael Müller speaking. With me is Tobias Knechtle, our CFO. We assume that you have your investor presentation, the investor presentation that we provided on our webpage in front of you, and I will, together with Tobias, quickly talk you through the highlights of this transaction, and then we leave the floor to you for some questions. So on page number three of the presentations, we summarize the highlights of the acquisition. Naval offers us the opportunity to expand our Swiss kiosk and convenience network into the French-speaking part of Switzerland. By expanding this market coverage, we operate now on a nationwide scale, so we have the opportunity to integrate the strong Naval site portfolio of some 175 outlets in the French-speaking Switzerland, which are mostly located at heavy frequented locations in our network, which offers us a wide range of opportunities in our kiosk business. The Naval network is run and operated by similar standards like our own Valora network, with some potential for further expansions and development, specifically in line with our initiatives in the food area and the service category. And ultimately, Naval offers us also an opportunity to further strengthen our capabilities in the core categories, remaining core categories of print and tobacco. Naval is today also acting as the regional leader in the press distribution and third-party logistics. It's one of the most efficient logistic platforms here in the region in western part of Switzerland. Given the complementary dimension of the transaction, we have the opportunity to realize substantial long-term synergies for our network. The synergies will be along our central operations, the purchasing, the promotions, and in general the supply chain functions, and offer in general for us a substantial opportunity to create to realize synergies over the coming months and years. We guided that we will take the 2015 as a integration phase and that we start to realize significant synergies with the specific EBIT and EBITDA impact in the coming years. But beyond the hard synergies in terms of cost synergies, we also have softer synergies in terms of combining the best practices that are implemented on both sides of this transaction. We see it as an opportunity to combine the best of both worlds and to create here the market leader in the kiosk business in Switzerland. Also, the logistic platform that is operated and that I mentioned now, earlier when offers a substantial opportunity for us for further strategic development. It's very strongly positioned here in the regional market, and only considering our efforts in PUDO, pickup and drop-off services, we see also here substantial upside potential in the acquired platform. Overall, we think the economics of the deals are highly attractive to us. We acquire on a 2014 forecasted basis revenues of some 340 million that generate in 2014 roughly 16 million of EBITDA. We paid for the transaction an enterprise value, a purchase price of 90 million. This includes the real estate of the headquarters in a sought-after Geneva location here in La Praille, and results in an EV/EBITDA multiple of around 6x. And last but not least, which is important, given the ongoing modernization of the network that has been performed by the previous owner, by Naville, it leaves us with no substantial extraordinary investments that would be required to bring the Naville stores on a similar or same level as we operate the stores in the German-speaking part of Switzerland. On the page 4, you find a quick overview. I mentioned already quite a few of these elements here. On the left-hand side, you see what we call Naville Retail. These are the 175 outlets, which are very much comparable in terms of the positioning and the locations to our network in the German-speaking part of Switzerland. The kiosks operate on two brand names. One is the Naville brand name, a very well-established brand here in the western part of Switzerland, and the Relais, an international brand that has been used by Lagardère also outside of Switzerland. And in terms of the convenience stores, there is multiple brands that have been used, some also a combination of the Relais and the Naville brand, mm-hmm. and an additional brand, Hubis, which is also related to Lagardère. On the Naville Logistics platform, it's a platform that is active in the press, wholesale and distribution, but goes well beyond that. It's also a wholesaling platform. It's a platform where we operate already today the pickup and drop-off business, and includes also a phone card business, which is operated here in a combined platform, as I said, one of the most efficient here in the region, and therefore leaves us also with substantial strategic development opportunities. I would like to hand over to Tobias now, who talks you through the key financial metrics and some financing aspects of the transaction.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'll move on to page 5, which shows the key financial metrics for Naville. You have actually two lines. One is for the retail side and the other one for the logistics platform, which breaks down the figures that Michael explained to you early on in the two main divisions that Naville is operating. So on the retail side, which is, as Michael explained, really comparable to our operation in the Swiss German and Italian-speaking part of Switzerland, we have revenues of roughly 200 million Swiss francs expected for the end of this year. We're talking about an EBITDA of around about 10 million Swiss francs. We have 175 outlets operated under explained brands. And that is an important point, 100% of these outlets are operated as agencies. So that maybe already shows now one of the also advantages. We're not buying the figures that you're seeing here, but we're also buying good expertise, as agencies is one of the good examples of that. Naville has had a good lead on us on various aspects, and agencies definitely one of the points where they are a thought and market leader. On the logistics platform, we are for this year talking about around about 140 million Swiss francs. The EBITDA is at roughly 6 million. We're having four press hubs around all of the French-speaking part of Switzerland. And the logistics is split roughly 50% for own stores and 50% for third-party point of sales. Also on the logistics platform, we see many interesting opportunities, many projects and developments which have already been started and therefore quite some potential for further development of that part of Naville as well. Coming to page 6 and the last page of the formal presentation, which conveys some financing aspects of the transaction. You've already seen the headlines of the transaction, quickly repeated, 90 million Swiss franc enterprise value, an EBITDA margin of roughly 5%, and an EV/EBITDA multiple of around 6x. We are using a mix of own cash, available cash, and the syndicated loan facilities that we've put in place in summer of this year. We'll draw that at closing. With this, we also think that we maintain the financial flexibility for further operational initiatives, internal initiatives, but also to seize potential other growth opportunities. Also, and to conclude, we believe that even with this acquisition, we're maintaining a very solid debt-to-equity ratio and that we remain within the corridor that we indicated. And now I'll hand over again to Michael to conclude that part of the presentation.
Thank you very much, Tobias. I think, needless to say, for Valora, this is a very exciting day. We spent the day today with our new colleagues here in Geneva presenting our thoughts to them, and I must say we are very excited to work with them. And as I said earlier, it's a transaction where we see significant synergies on one hand, but on the other hand also a huge opportunity to combine the best of both worlds. And with that conclusion, I would like to hand over to you and open up the floor for a Q&A.
The first question is from Mr. Felix Remmers, Credit Suisse. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. I actually have three questions. First, I read the press release of Lagardère, and there they talk about 313 million euros in sales in 2013, and you're guiding to roughly 340 million Swissies for this year. So assuming 1.2 euro Swissie exchange rate, that leads me that mathematically looks like a 10% drop in revenue, and I was wondering if you could explain that to us. Second question was on the cost synergies. Synergies in particular, can you quantify them? And with that respect, maybe give us an update on your 2016 EBIT guidance of 80 million. And the third question was regarding the value of the headquarter you have. Geneva. So I was wondering if you can give us some indications how big that is or how can we value that.
Thank you very much for your questions. Maybe I start at the end. The indication we have given here, it's the headquarter is located in Garouge, right next to the shopping center of La Praille. One of the development areas here in Geneva. That's why we think it's at a highly attractive location. Secondly, in terms of order of magnitude, it's square meter-wise, it's over 8,000 square meter. Currently, roughly a third of that is used for office space, and two-thirds are used in for logistics and similar purposes. That's the guidance we have given, or the further details so far on the real estate. We leave it up to you to come up with a valuation for that. In terms of the cost synergies, I think it's quite clear there are significant synergy opportunities. First of all, we have a very clear view on how to realize these synergies. It's, as we said, a combination of central operations. I think there it becomes quite clear that there we have a significant potential in combining back office and IT operations. On top of that, on the margin side, by increasing our network, we have far more opportunities also to work with our brand partners in terms of promotions, but also our service business will definitely benefit ultimately from that combination. In terms of quantifying the synergies so far, we have said that we see tangible synergies in a high single-digit million amount with a direct contribution to EBIT. This will take in 2015 quite some effort to detail that and to phase it in a way that we expect that the synergies, the hard cost synergies, will be fully realized in 2017. In terms of the margin synergies and impact, I think you bear with us that this is a number we have not in detail communicated. And in that regard, we also not provide you with an updated EBIT guidance. This will be part of our communication of the full year figures. In terms of the
sales development, Felix, the development is almost stable from 13 to 14. The reason for the difference is due to a different scope. Lagardère has sold some parts and also is keeping a very small part on the duty-free side, and that explains where the difference comes from. In terms of the business we acquired, we remain on a very stable trajectory.
Okay, thank you very much. So the overall business in the last 2 to 3 years which you acquired has been quite stable, or can you also maybe a follow-up question here regarding the different developments on the top and EBIT line for retail and logistics, what you have seen in the last 2 years to give us some sense how the business is developing?
I can take this one. On the retail side, we are seeing indeed a very stable development. The Valora Services has had a refocusing, so that is one part of the logistics fund, have had a reconcentration on its activities. And if I take only the going concern, they have been relatively stable as well. The press side, of course, of the logistics has suffered as the entire press market from the decline. And as Valora did, they have initiated corrective actions in PUDO, so the pick-up, drop-off, in order to mitigate that decline, which is showing very promising developments.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Mr. Marco Schrittmatter, Zürcher Kantonalbank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. Let's continue with the logistics business. I mean, do you intend to sell this business again at some time in the future? I mean, it's quite similar to what you sold earlier in this year with your old business. And then, secondly, if the kiosks of Navil are only agencies, technical questions, will the sales only be external sales then? And do I only have to add 140 million to your net sales, the logistics part?
Yeah, I'll start very quickly with the last one. It's agencies and not franchise, and therefore we account for the full revenues. So, it's on the franchise side. There you only would account, typically that's what we operate in Germany. There you only have the franchise fee, and that's why we show external sales, whereas here really external sales is equal to the managed or internal sales.
Okay, great. And will you integrate it in your Valora retail business? Do you already know, or will it be a separate division?
So we are keeping it separate. It will, of course, want to reap the benefits, as we already said. I mean, the synergies mentioned by Michael are, of course, coming from where we have some overlaps. That is very clear. However, we are very conscious of, first of all, the differences in between the various parts of Switzerland, and we've also seen the big strength of the businesses of Navil, and we want to proceed very cautiously with this integration, and will form as soon as practically and officially allowed a team that will lead that integration in order to combine the best of the two worlds. I'll hand over to Michael for the distribution part.
Yes, Mark, I think very clear question and very clear answer in terms of what we do here is that we will first assess strategically the full potential of this platform. As I said earlier, I mean, there are a lot of similarities, obviously, because Navil is also involved in the press wholesale and distribution business, but there are also a lot of subtle differences in terms of the relative market position here, specifically in the third-party logistics. And bear in mind also, given that we have now the opportunity to provide a nationwide network on the retail, the POS side for services, not only PUDO but also other services, I think it creates also a different opportunity here for this very regional specific logistics setup. So basically all the information I can give you right now is that we are committed here to look very carefully how we can create value with that logistic platform, and time will tell in terms of how we position ourselves in terms of ownership here.
It was probably a buy all or nothing decision you had to take, I suppose.
Well, in terms of the deal structure, indeed, Navil operated from a pure legal structure point of view, these businesses under one roof. Therefore, we acquired these businesses together. That's absolutely correct. But as I said, we are not at all worried with the situation on the distribution side in terms that we see a lot of opportunities here. Navil has a completely different positioning as we had in the German-speaking part. And as you know, there are a lot of moving elements in that logistic industry right now, which can potentially create also for us an opportunity going forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for that. If I may continue then, can you already tell me something about the division between, or the allocation of the purchasing price between intangible assets and property, plant and equipment?
No, I think at that stage that would be too early to give a assessment where we are in the process of compiling all that. And I think the right moment to talk about that will be at closing.
Okay. Then you don't plan a rebranding, I suppose.
I said we will be now in the careful listening mode where we'll try to understand. I personally, having spent a big part of my life in the French-speaking part of Switzerland, I know the strength of the brand Naville.
Mm-hmm.
We also, however, have the brand Relay, which is a brand that remains with Lagardère, as it's used on an international scale. There as well, we have various options. We have the right to use it for a certain period of time. We could use it thereafter as well under a commission model, still to be finally defined, but it's clear that we'll assess our options here. And none of the potential alternatives have yet been discarded.
Okay. Last question for now. Do you have an idea from when on you will consolidate, or what the chances are that the Wettbewerbsbehörde is going to tell you no, or just what the frame is here?
We are in the process of compiling the entire documentation for the COMCO. We do not expect to go into a second phase. However, at the end of the day, that's up to the COMCO to decide. So it will take the time it takes, but at that stage, we're expecting a relatively quick closure. And both sides are relatively optimistic.
I mean, we are optimistic that we can conclude this process within the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. So then the consolidation will be next year, full?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Mr. René Weber, Bank von Tobel. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, perhaps two of them are left. So in terms of outlets, the 175, could you tell us how many of them are convenience stores? And are there any possibility to transfer some of these outlets into other formats? And the second question, I think Lagardère already announced at the beginning of 2014 that they would like to divest it. Was it a problem of price, or why did you wait till at the end of the year to get there?
Well, maybe I start with the second question. I mean, in terms of the process on the Lagardère side, I think we are not the right person to comment on. But I think in terms of public knowledge, you're right. There, it has been a process that has been announced quite a while ago on the Lagardère side. All I can say and comment on our side is that we have been involved only very recently, and we have come to a satisfactory conclusion in a very short period of time.
Okay.
As far as your first question is regarding the number of shops, we have around 140, which are kiosks in the various shades and formats they come, from smaller ones to the larger ones. They're all at very good locations, I must say. It's a very consolidated network at high-frequency locations. These come under the brands of Naville and Relais. Then we have around 15... convenience stores, which as well come under Relais Services and Hobbies brands. And then we've got a good dozen point of sales, which are more a coffee type of format, together with also newspaper, etc. So a mix of convenience, takeaway, coffee, and press. These come under the brand of Naville Café Press and News Café and News, the N, like the Naville N.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. The next question is from Mr. Jean-François Memandi, UBS. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the questions. I have three non-answered. So, first, if we take a step back, 2 years ago, the group acquired another type of business, stating it wanted to be less capital intensive And now the move of today, in a way, looks like a backpedal in some ways. So if you could explain, is it the pure opportunity of that one business, or you're re-looking at expanding the kiosk business? So that would be the first one. The second one, in terms of investments, you state that no major investments are needed. Did Naville undergo into some investments on its own in the past years to modernize its kiosk, or would you need to do that to put them into K-kiosk type? Another one, actually I have four, sorry, I will have a fourth one. The third one is, would you want to consolidate all your kiosk or convenience stores under some type of brands that are the same across Switzerland, or are you going to keep the brands in the French part, French-speaking part of Switzerland? And the last one, a more financial question. You gave EBITDA perspective for 2014. Can you give EBIT and free cash flow as well? It would be extremely helpful. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your questions. Maybe I start on strategy. I think we are 100% consistent with what we said regarding our focus on the retail part of our group. We always said we're committed to expand our retail activities in areas where we can realize significant synergies. Switzerland is one of the obvious areas where we can, by acquiring Naville, realize, as commented on earlier, these synergies just by the fact that we have overlapping organizations and are active in the same market. So from our point of view, we're absolutely consistent on the strategy. In terms of major CapEx requirements, what I said earlier, it's absolutely right. Naville has been investing actually quite significantly in their POS network. This is also what appealed very much to us in this transaction. We're not taking over a tired network of stores, but actually a well-developed to the standards, quality standards of Valora, equally developed network. What is also for us very relevant, that the locations of these stores are very similar. It's actually even more geared towards high-frequency locations overall the portfolio than our portfolio. Naville underwent quite a significant process in the past to close some stores at the less frequented location. So we have the opportunity to take over a well-developed network, and on that basis we said there are no extraordinary investments required in that network. Besides that...
Michael, just on that, sure. It means that any, let's say, further investments, small or not, would you do it in 15 to do a complete cleanup, or you would roll it forward over a normal CapEx cycle?
It will be a normal CapEx cycle, and that definitely would avoid the word cleanup. There is nothing to be cleaned up here. I mean, beyond the usual cleanups we have also to do in our network.
Sure, sure, sure.
So
but
it's part of the usual CapEx cycle. I mean, what we will focus on in 2015, whether there are opportunities to add additional services, for example. This comes typically at low CapEx. Here and there, I can envisage that we potentially try to implement some of our food solutions, for example, for the hot beverages. These are things that have to be investigated in detail, but this will be all part of our usual investment and CapEx cycle.
Okay.
Maybe I hand over for, I think on brands, this was your third question. I think Tobias tried to answer this question earlier. I mean, in a nutshell, we acquire the Naville brand, which is part of the transaction, and we have the Relais brand, which is can be used by us for a period of time free of charge. I think we're very sensitive for the Naville brand or about the strengths of the Naville brand in the region here. Having said that, I think overall we definitely will focus our effort in terms of standardizing our business in general, not only in here in the French-speaking part of Switzerland, but also across our portfolio, including Germany. And as we have done there, there are some stores that are upcoming for refurbishment that we potentially then rebrand to K-Kiosk, specifically if it affects stores which are today branded under the Relais brand name, which is, as I said, the Lagardère brand that is used internationally, that works very well in the market here. But that we can only use for a specific period of time free of charge.
Thank you.
Good. I'll tackle your question on the EBIT. So the figure corresponding to the 16 million is 9 million EBIT, which is roughly 5 million on the retail side and 4 million on the logistics or distribution side. As far as the free cash flow is concerned, it is, as Michael laid out, the CapEx and the depreciation is very much in sync, so the EBIT figure gives you a good indication on the cash flow.
And just one, was there some extraordinary depreciation this year, or it's something that we should expect going forward as capital intensity?
It's something you can expect going forward as capital intensity.
Good. Thank you.
I think the business model that's important to understand is very much in line with our strategy. I think Tobias made the comment about agencies. I think that's what we like also about the business, that we guided that we want to implement 100% of our stores or 90% of our stores in an agency model. That has been already achieved by Navil for quite some time. And all the rest in terms of store economics, I think it's very comparable. And overall, the portfolio even more focused on high-frequency locations than our portfolio.
Yeah, sure, Michael. I was just saying that because, for example, if we look at your figures for this year, wherever they end up, the depreciation is going to be quite different from your systemic depreciation, right? Or depreciation and amortization. So as they went through the same exercise as you, it could have been that they did some write-downs or they had some exceptionals or things like this there. So, but
yeah, understood.
Questions answered. Thanks.
The next question is from Mrs. Caroline Price, Fargo Management. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. It's really, again, about the logistics services and the third-party logistics and the press distribution. Is there any kind of a non-compete involved with the sale to Thomas Kirchner of your service business? I'm just wondering if, you know, if there's any kind of issue there. And then my understanding is that you sold your pick-up and drop-off type of business with that sale of Valora Services. So could you just talk a little bit about, you know, how this transaction could then be expanded again to allow you to do that business maybe outside of the areas where Navil is currently using that kind of model, and does it, is it actually in competition with Nilo? And if not, are there, could you just give us an idea of who the other competitors are in the Navil the area that Navil services in that area? Thank you.
Caroline, thank you very much for your questions. On the first one, you shouldn't expect any issues regarding non-compete. And I think that's very well explained by the fact that there's hardly any overlap in terms of the delivery area. So it's very clearly defined. What we bought here is operating in the French-speaking part of Switzerland, whereas our service division that we sold to Mr. Kirchner is operating in the German-speaking part. So non-competes on this one. In terms of Pudo, I mean, what we sold is the logistics for the Pudo part. but at least as important as the logistics is quite obviously the drop-off or pickup point, and these pickup and drop-off points we provide through our kiosks and are still providing this service to our customers with all the opportunities to communicate to that these customers and offer these services at our point of sales to increase frequencies. And this is the opportunity we have here now, regardless of the logistics backbone, that we have now a nationwide network of stores at high frequency locations. Plus, we have the experience on both sides here in the French-speaking part of Switzerland and in the German-speaking part to combine fully these services and offer specifically to our retail partners a nationwide network. And there I see the opportunity, regardless on who the partners are, on the pure logistic delivery side of the business. Having said that, for the time being, this delivery part in the French-speaking part of Switzerland will also be performed by Nabil and the operations we acquired here. In terms of competition for this platform, I think, generally speaking, you would find similar competition like the Swiss Post. You would find similar competition from the international logistic companies, the DHLs and the likes. There are also some smaller distribution, specifically also press distribution companies left. There are some publishers here in the areas active in the distribution. And when I said we acquire now one of the most effective and in relative terms strongest logistic platform, this leads very much to the fact that it's a highly cost-effective and cost-efficient operation, because we have a very dense delivery network in the greater areas of Geneva, Lausanne, and all the way up of Lake Geneva, and also the more remote cities that are covered here by this logistic platform. If you look at the actual cost related to a drop, it's highly competitive, also vis-a-vis the more national operators in the logistics space.
Okay, thank you. I just have a follow-up on that then. So for the pickup and drop-off business model, is this something that Velora charges either the distributor or the customer for at all, or is it something offered that for free because it generates traffic to the stores?
No, we charge them. So, I mean, typically how it works is if you drop off your parcel, you either bring it to the Swiss Post or you bring it to our store, and then it depends. And with some retailers, you have to pay for the service, so to send the parcel back to the retailer. In some situations, you have retailers that pay for you this service, and then they negotiate with us the price. They have to pay to us per parcel that is dropped off. But there's always, for us, a revenue stream linked to the drop-off and pick-up services.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Mrs. Anna Patrice, Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, hello, thank you. A few questions from my side. If we look at the profitability that you reported, looking at the logistics side first, you're talking about 6 million EBITDA, that is a bit more than 4% EBITDA margin, and that compares to roughly 5% EBITDA margin of your old services division. So how have you, why your services division was more profitable, and then have you seen any decline in profitability at least logistics company of Lagardère? Another question is also about the profitability of the retail side. How do you compare the profitability to your own operations in Switzerland? I mean, they pose quite a nice, again, profitability of roughly 5% EBITDA margin. If I assume the same for your Valora's Switzerland division, it means that the rest is actually loss-making. So I just wanted to understand how does it compare and why then your Valora Swiss retails are less profitable than the Lagardère ones. And then also if you can provide the split of the retail sales, how much is exposed to the press, what is the food division or the food part of the business, etc., like you do for your kiosk in Switzerland and also outside. So if you can provide more detailed split and also more detailed information about the recent development, what was the like-for-like development at their kiosk channel over the last, let's say, three, four, I don't know how much information do you have, but over the last several years, and what do you expect going forward? And that's the start with.
Good. Thank you, Annette. These are a lot of questions, but we try to answer all of them, starting by the end. I mean, we have had the chance to perform a very detailed due diligence on this transaction. And as you can imagine, I commented earlier, this was a process that went on for quite a while already, so there was a lot of detailed information also available. As Tobias said, I mean, like for like, the retail is performing well. I mean, with all the trends you see also in our store, also in the French-speaking part of Switzerland, obviously the print media is declining, although at a slightly lower rate than what we see in the German-speaking part. This is mainly due to the mix of the products here, but also maybe in terms of general market environment. Secondly, in terms of food, also Lagardère or Naville invested in the food segment. There the development was also quite well. I think there we definitely can add an element from our side, specifically if it comes to the hot beverages, but also in general the range of the beverage offering, also cold beverage offering, is a little bit more narrow than what we do. We think in that area we can definitely contribute from our experience in the stores here. But overall, we must say also there, Naville has performed quite well over the recent years. Well, this leads me to your second last question in terms of breakdown. I mean, overall, the stores are very similar positioned, specifically the kiosks. So you would find a very similar breakdown, and I'm quite sure over time we will show you here much more detail. But for the time being, you bear with us that we have not included a slide on this one. But the biggest difference you would see is actually on the service side of the business, which is for us actually quite attractive. You know, we're not only focusing on the food part of the business, but also on the service part. And the higher share of services in the Naville stores is partly explained by the fact that they have a quite strong money transfer business here, but also by the fact that they have other services, part of them related to the Loterie Romand, so to the lotto gaming business here in the French-speaking part of Switzerland, which is quite attractive. But well beyond that, I think not only the breakdown of the actual revenues is important, but it's important to see how much promotion they generate here. And during the due diligence, we have been pretty impressed with what Naville has done on all dimensions, non-food, but specifically also in the tobacco and print media promotion area. They are performing here quite strongly and generate on the basis of that a very strong contribution in these categories. And that's the logic of the transaction when I said combining best of both worlds. We will go through the list of details in terms of what we think our side is doing well, what their side is doing better than we do, and we will combine the best elements, and by doing that, creating, I think, the new standard for this format in Switzerland. I think these are the questions where you referred to more business-related items, and Tobias, you can take the question now regarding profitability in the two segments. Maybe I comment on the first one. If I remember correctly, you list related to services. I think your question was, why is the service profitability higher than in our business? I think here you have to be sensitive.
No, I thought it was vice versa. I think they have 4% and you had 5% EBITDA margin.
Okay, why they're lower, sorry.
Sorry,
I confused that. But in general, what you have to be sensitive and bear in mind here is that ultimately the revenue line on the service side is not always one-to-one comparable. It depends very much to what extent you include, for example, certain products like phone cards that are part of the third party or also own store logistics, whether they are included on an actual cost or an actual expected revenue basis. That there are other elements which makes it actually quite difficult from the outside to compare profitability. All I can say is that, as Tobias said, is they invested also in expanding the third-party logistics, but you can imagine that we have been a little bit more active over the last couple of years in expanding third-party logistics, PUDO services, and ultimately, as I said earlier, this is one of the opportunities I see also here on the logistics side. All in all, I think the results in terms of profitability don't tell the full story or the percentage number in terms of the profitability. They have done also a good job. They're very strongly positioned. But now, by also clarifying for them the situation, I mean, you have to bear in mind they've been now for 12 months in a kind of an unclear situation in terms of who the future owner of that business will be. You can appreciate that not too much has been completed in terms of new business initiative on the distribution side regarding these related to these uncertainties. And given that, I'm actually quite satisfied with the profitability of the business here. But we will definitely focus on now, as I said, further strategic development and come back with a clearer statement how we consider to develop that part of the business here in the group.
If I take on the retail part of your question, it's these are, of course, high-level figures. If I analyze it as far as we can, and we could during the due diligence, the profitability by POS is very comparable, potentially with a slight advantage even for Naville, which would be actually good news also for us in terms of learning and sharing the best practices. They have slightly different sizes, slightly different allocation as well of the cost, but all in all, we must say, and that's you know, that's visible from the pictures down to the financials, very comparable financials than on our side.
I didn't understand your comment regarding that the rest is loss-making. Oh. I didn't follow your logic there completely. Maybe you can repeat that part of the question again.
Yes, sure. So, well, basically you're saying that, you know, the EBIT for the retail is roughly four million, right? So...
No, 5 million.
5 million, sorry. The EBIT for the retail.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that it's 2.5% EBIT margin. And if I assume the same 2.5% EBIT margin on your Swiss sales...
On your what? On your?
On the Swiss kiosk sales So it is roughly 22 million of EBIT, right? And you're doing 34 million of EBIT. Well, you did last year, 34 million of EBIT in the retail business. And then if I look at your other chains like Present Book and Gastronomy and others businesses, that means that it seems like some of the businesses, and I would assume Germany, was close to break even or maybe slightly loss making.
No, Anna, first of all, I'm not quite following the logic, and I think we also have a mix of figures. But no, I can assure you, Germany was definitely not close to break even, and actually none of our operations is negative or close to that.
I mean,
so maybe we need to take that offline and review a bit. But no, sincerely, I think there must be a mix-up here.
Yeah, maybe you take it offline, but I think
Okay. Important
is, I mean, also in the Naville portfolio, it's not only kiosks, but it's a combination of convenience store, larger stores, smaller stores.
Mm.
So you're right. I mean, we have the P&B stores, where we don't have specifically these kind of stores here in the portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
It's more a combination of kiosk and convenience stores, so maybe more like small, large kiosk plus what you would recognize as an AVEC in the German-speaking part of Switzerland. And then applying the math, I think ultimately you end up, and I think that's what you have to clarify with Tobias. I definitely can confirm that you don't end up with a low number or even break-even number for Germany.
Okay, and then maybe just two follow-up questions. On the, three follow-up questions. First, on the synergies, why do you guide for synergies only from 2017? So why do you need 2 years to integrate the business? On the IT, so that you see the cost savings from the IT as well, on what system does Lagardère run? So is it compatible to your? Because my understanding is that sometimes it's the IT integration that is the most risky ones. And then if you can also comment on the dividends, if you see any risk to the dividend following this acquisition.
Maybe a comment on the pace of the integration. I mean, what we said is that full potential will be achieved in 2017. Why is that? I mean, first of all, it doesn't pay to rush in such an integration. It's a very well-functioning organization here in Geneva, and we value very much what they have done. As I said, by combining the best of both worlds, it's not about applying all the methodologies we put in place and just integrate what we acquired here, but it is picking the right elements and combining them in a smart way. This will be 2015, or definitely first half of 2015. In the second half of 2015, we definitely start with the implementation. We will start adjust the organization, implement some of the cost measures, and by doing that, you will see benefits definitely in 2016. But as you point out absolutely correctly, some of the benefits potentially related, or not potentially, but definitely related to IT, where we say a huge opportunity, this at times takes a little longer. And we just take here a cautious stance in a sense that we think ultimately it will take 18 to 24 months to complete the full integration, and therefore another full 12 months to fully have the full impact on the bottom line. But I think what I also said is very important. Beyond these hard synergies that we commented on, there are a lot of synergies where we have quite a clear view in terms of the value of these synergies on the margin side, on softer synergies like combining best practices and these elements. This is something that will be specified in the first half of next year, and we're not in a position to comment on that now in detail. maybe I hand over, or is there, I think the only question left is regarding dividend, and I mean the way we read the situation, we rather strengthen our cash generation through that acquisition.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Patrick Inglin, Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Most of my questions have been answered. Just two left, one related to the organic growth target of that Naville business. When I look into Lagardère's annual report, I see that retail activity has been relatively stable, distribution activity has been quite under pressure. What makes you confident that you can turn around these activities going forward and achieve again positive organic growth for that business? And then the other question related to the financing. You said that part of it will be financed by cash. Do you know already the share of cash credit facilities and what kind of rate you can assume for the credit part?
Maybe I'll start with the financing first. It's difficult to give an answer at that stage because it depends very much on the time of the closing, and that will have an impact. In terms of then, of course, the net debt, that doesn't have an impact, but will definitely rather be will definitely draw down simply the money needed. It's more than sufficient what we have through syndicated loan, and we'll want to provide the maximum then as well on the with the own cash. Potentially, you know, depending on the timing, we'll simply draw down enough as well as also the cash situation. Of a Naville, it has an important part of cash as well, which we're buying and which we need to fund first, which we then will need to repay. So, you know, the I think that's all I can say for now. It we'll need to see exactly the cash amount there, and our cash situation, and the timing of the closing, and fund it accordingly.
In terms of the organic growth, I think you looked at the right report. Retail was indeed kind of a flat, stable development, which is ultimately, I think, one of the relevant dimensions. It has been stable. For us, the other relevant dimension is obviously in terms of the margin. So to what extent did they manage to shift from lower margin categories sales into higher margin categories, and this is the logic we apply to the kiosks in German-speaking Switzerland, to our K kiosks. We on a top line basis, you probably don't see the full, or you don't get the full picture in a sense that you will always see sales line which is affected by a declining print. But at the same time, we managed to shift sales significantly into higher margin areas like food and services, and that's exactly the logic that applies already Naville in the past, but we will increasingly do so by introducing some of our concepts and just mentioning one on the food side, for example, our own brand OK. So the full range of OK products obviously creates here a huge opportunity that we can use these products that create a very specific experience to the channel and leave us with a highly attractive margin. Plus, quite obviously, you know, we introduced Brezel König also in the French-speaking part of Switzerland this year. We opened stores in Geneva, Lausanne, Neuchâtel, and we'll continue to do so, and we will definitely use also these products, these specific products, both in the convenience channel, as we do with AVEC, but also the kiosk channel, comparable to the German-speaking part of Switzerland. And that's where I see the opportunity well beyond the pure organic growth in terms of the top line.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Christian Weitz, Baader Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello, everybody. Well, really almost all questions are answered. The only I may have overheard is, will you have the logistics activities as a separate entity again? That's the first question. And can you remind me of your strategic debt to equity or net debt EBITDA bandwidth? I can't remember what you said there earlier, and how this will look like after the acquisition. And then lastly, will we get an update on the integration and potential synergies and so on before the second half numbers?
Repeat the last question. It's when you have an update on the synergies, huh? That's what you say.
Exactly, yes.
Good.
So maybe on the first one, I think I elaborated on logistic in general, but in terms of more specifically, it will be operated in a separate entity in a sense that it is already organized today in a separate entity similar to the setup we had in Valora. So to put it positively, we know exactly what kind of carve-out challenges we are facing to fully separate that entity, but it is from an organizational point of view already run in a separate organization.
When it comes to net debt EBITDA, we always said we're feeling comfortable around 2x. We have no problem approaching the 3x. And then delever again to come down to the plus minus 2. Finally, in terms of synergies, I think we gave a good estimation already today. We'll now, first of all, we'll need for the closing officially, and we'll assess then that as Michael laid out in the first couple of months. I think together with the annual results and the update of the guidance, if so be, that would be the right moment to elaborate further on that.
So we get more information on this with the second half numbers or fiscal full year numbers.
Definitely not before, but by then it of course will give a status of where we stand. First of all, with the closing, what it meant, and then as well as much as we can communicate at that point in time about the evolution of the integration.
Mm. And Michael, if I got you right, yes, it is a known entity, the logistics division, but you won't provide separate numbers.
Oh, okay, then I maybe misunderstood. For the time being, no. No, because it's fully integrated. But if it comes to accounting and communication specifics, I think you have to bear with us now for a couple of more weeks, specifically until closing is completed, before we can be more specific on this.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. There are no more questions at this time.
So if there are no more questions, thank you very much from our side. We are very excited that we ultimately managed to complete this transaction. It's an important day for both Nabil and Valora that we finally managed to combine these two businesses here in Switzerland, and that we are able to leverage the synergies, the synergy potential that is ahead of us, and to combine the best of both worlds, as I said earlier. Thank you very much for attending the conference call, and look forward to the next update with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.